各位听众大家好，很高兴在空中跟大家见面了，我是赖世雄。现在就请大家打开我们这套教材第214页。
Hi everybody, this is Bruce。
在这一页我们可以看到今天是第104课，这是一个对话，反正谁在乎呢。我们来现在就请 Bruce 为大家从头到尾请念一下，特别注意我们 Bruce 的发音以及一些语调，利用这个机会跟着模仿，如有可能我们把录音机把它录下来，我想呢将对大家更有帮助的。现在我们就开始准备朗读了。
Lesson 104 Who Cares Anyway? Part 1 Dialogue. One student is testing another student's common knowledge. Andy asks Betty, "What's the tallest building in the world?" And she tells him, "The Shanghai World Financial Center, of course." He asks another question, "What's the longest river in the world?" And she tells him, "In fact, there are two, the Nile and the Amazon." Andy asks, "How do you know? Did someone have them measured?" She explains, "Well, yes and no. They measured the rivers, but it's hard to tell where they begin." Now Andy understands. "Oh, I see. Tell me then, who's the tallest basketball player?" Betty admits, "I don't know." Andy says, "Ha! It's Michael Jordan. He's the greatest." Betty says, "He may be the greatest, but he certainly isn't the tallest." Andy admits, "Okay, who cares anyway?" Betty says, "Then stop asking me all these stupid questions."
Stupid, 愚蠢的。Who cares anyway? Let's take a look at the title. 我们现在一块来看呢，这边的这个题目啊。Who cares anyway? We have this word care.Now, if this word is used as a verb, we have many, actually, good expressions. 相当好的一些呢，很棒的一些用语。举例来讲呢 care about,、
mm-hmm.
或者是 care for.
Right.
Oh.
Take care of.
就是当名词用法 take care of. 来，我们先来说 care about,、mm-hmm. 它的意思跟 care for 有什么区别没有？来，我们做个比较以及造例子。
Okay, care about means to be concerned about. That's a little bit like you're worried about something. You want something good to happen. You don't want something bad to happen. You're concerned about the environment. You care about.The environment. Environment is spelled environment. 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 But care for is almost always followed by a person. It means you love someone or appreciate or like somebody very, very much. Parents always care for their children. Or it can mean take care of, that I mentioned before. We are caring for grandfather because he's very sick now.
Care about 通常是代表关切的意思，那么通常是担忧而造成那种关切。We care about our environment. 我们很关切我们的环境。刚才已经把 environment 这个字拼了。We care about. 也就等于 we are concerned about. 非常的关切我们的环境 concerned 这个是很好的形容词关切的是这样拼的
C-O-N-C-E-R-N-E-D C-O-N-C-E-R-N-E-D concerned、
we care about our environment 这 care for 是代表喜欢通常用人做受词 Honey, I really care for you、亲爱的我真的好喜欢你哦哎呀 Bruce 问了这句话我在说的时候你看我的嘴巴已经对着墙壁那边说我不想看着你耶I care for you 是这样的哈是这样这样造句啊其实 care for 就等于 like 或者 love 的意思但另外 care for 代表照顾像刚才讲的 we are caring for our grandpa or grandfather 我们正在照顾我们的什么爷爷 because he's very sick 因为他病得蛮重的那个时候 care for 就等于 take care of we are taking care ofWe are looking after. 都是很好的用法。You should look after your parents. 你应当照顾你的爸妈。They are getting old. 用 look after 或是 take care of 或者是 care for 都是等于照顾。另外意思代表喜欢。好了。但是在问句里头我们标题里头 Who cares anyway? 啊反正谁在乎哎 I tell you something His father is very rich 告诉你哦他爸爸很有钱 Oh come on Who cares? 那谁在乎加个 anyway 是强调的用法对不 对,
对
你不要那个字也可以但你用上去强调谁又在乎呢就这么说好啦接下来我们看接下来的对话One student is testing another student's common knowledge. 有一个学生现在正在测试另外一个学生的常识。这里用了 common knowledge 跟 common sense 有什么区别没有
Yes, there is. Common knowledge is what we all study in school, facts about science or math,or our own language or history, that's common knowledge. But common sense is not always so common. Common sense means that you can figure out the right thing to do in any situation. We should know, for example, that we shouldn't play with fire. Yes, fire is interesting, butIt can be very dangerous. So common sense tells us we should not play with fire because it could be very dangerous.
So, for example, when we talk about common sense, let me just give you an example. We have vinegar. In Chinese, we say 醋, right?
Right.
So we can use this as some sort of detergent.
Right, detergent or soap or...cleaner. Let's spell vinegar first. V-I-N-E-G-A-R. V-I-N-E-G-A-R. Vinegar can be used as a detergent, which means a soap, something to clean with. D-E-T-E-R-G-E-N-T. D-E-T-E-R-G-E-N-T.Detergent
是清洁剂啊，我们可以用醋呢。明明它是可以喝的啦，调味的一个东西，但是可以当做清洁剂。这时候您知不知道啦？这种生活小知识叫做 common sense。但是如果讲 common knowledge， 是我们从课本、报章呢，到一些这个文史啦，那这种知识呢，我们叫 common knowledge。比如说举例来讲。Do you know where Shanghai is located? 这个时候就是所谓的 common knowledge. 我们就可以用这样做的区别。好了，我们就讲了常识叫 common knowledge. 现在就一块的来看这个问句里头，这个对话里头，第一个 Andy 所说的话。 What's the tallest building in the world? 世界上最高大楼是哪一个呀？那么 What's the tallest building in the world? 谈到这个 building, 我们注意到这样发音的时候啊，不要念成 building, 啊，不是念成 build, 而念成 build, 的音啊 it, build, build, 啊，这个时候 beauty, 那不一样的美丽的是 beauty,
right, beauty, building,
啊，完全不一样。美丽，再说一遍
，beauty，
大楼
，building。
谈到这个 build， 说 let's build a house， 咱们盖一个房子用 build。但是呢，有一个用法叫 build up， build up your energy， 就是呢，可以增加你的体力。Exercising will help build up your energy。我们就可以这样说，运动啊可以有助于你增加你的体力，但这个 build 后面要加个 up， 对不对？
Right, up, two words, build up.
如果不加 up 的话，那是代表我这个运动会盖一个东西叫做你的体力，那就不对了。Build the house 就不能说 build up the house.
Right, can you build down a house?
不能的。所以 build 盖房子这个 build 是不能加 up， 但是增加体力锻炼体力叫 build up your energy， energy 是这样拼的
E-N-E-R-G-Y E-N-E-R-G-Y energy，
and Betty of course has common knowledge， so she says the Shanghai worldFinancial Center, of course. 毫无疑问是上海世界呢这个金融中心。谈的这个字啊要特别记住 financial 或者是念 financial, 两个都可以啊。
Right, financial, financial.
那么它的名词是怎么念呢
都可以 finance, finance.
两个念法都可以。好，我们再把它的名词再念一遍。
Finance, finance.
嗯哼，这边没问题。好，接着 Andy 又说了 ，What's the longest river in the world? 那世界上最长的河流呢？是哪条河啊？Andy 就这样说。In fact, there are two. 有两条河很长。一条河是尼罗河，另外就是亚马逊河。这边用了 the Nile and the Amazon。你看这个河流啊，用了专有名词出现的时候，前面一定要加定冠词的 the Nile River and the Amazon River。但有些呢，专有名词经常出现，大家都很熟了，所以以至于后头这个 river 它就可以把它省略掉了。所以特别要晓得本来 the Nile 后头有一个 river the Amazon 也后头有一个 river 因为经常出现省略掉像太平洋也是这样的啊、
mm-hmm. the Pacific
the Pacific Ocean 本来要这么这样说加 Ocean 也对对不对
有
但是我省略掉也不要它也可以它熟了、
right.
像喜马拉雅山脉、
mm-hmm.
哎这个时候
the Himalayas Mountainrange 那么麻烦所以 the Himalayas
就这样说就可以了喜马拉雅山脉我们把它拼一下好了
OK in English we spell this H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A-S H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A-S we can pronounce it Himalayas Himalayas 都可以And mountain, you know, range, 山脉 range is spelled R-A-N-G-E, R-A-N-G-E, range.
好，我们中国讲的长江以及黄河，这是相当长的，对不对？
Both.
哎，我们讲长江的英文呢，我要问一下，看看你会不会说了。
The Yangtze River.
你怎么不说在 the Long River?
Yeah, I think it's the third longest in the world.
第世界第三大一条河流,
right.
扬子江或长江, mm-hmm. the Yangtze River. 以及黄河怎么说呢?
The Yellow River.
不错,那个就是要用 the Yellow River 了。好了,这边给看得清楚。 The Nile, 稍微说一下, 那么 where is the Nile?
It is in North and Eastern Africa.
What's so special about this river?
Two things. It is the world's longest. In most books, most experts think it's the longest, although it doesn't have that much water because it goes through a desert. But in that desert, the Egyptian culture started, and that is the world's oldest great civilization or culture.
所以呢,它是流经沙漠地区所谓的desert, D-E-S-E-R-T, desert, D-E-S-E-R-T, 所以它这里头的水虽然没有像亚马逊河那么样多的这种水,但是对埃及人来讲是非常重要,因为沙漠地区,所以呢,the Nile has been considered, 就是尼罗河啦, the Nile has been considered the vital line, 也就是一个生命线, 对不对啊?
Mm-hmm.
For Egyptians,
right.
埃及人来讲讲, vital line, 我们怎么来评一下?
Vital is V-I-T-A-L, V-I-T-A-L, line, of course, is L-I-N-E, L-I-N-E, the vital line, or you could say the life line of Egypt. No Nile, no Egypt.
Well, I've been to the Nile before.
Really?
In fact, yes, the river is very beautiful. In fact, you know, along the banks, 在沿着这个河岸呢, there are lines of palm trees.
Oh, that's beautiful.
棕树啊, 非常非常漂亮。 所以那个真是河流那里面的水的确是并不是很多, 但是确实对埃及人来讲也是孕育出呢世界最早的文明啊。
Right.
好,接下来我们再看下面来怎么说。 How do you know? 你怎么知道的? Did someone have them measured? 是不是有人把他们就是测量出来的呢? Have 加宾语,或者果然放了 measured, 这么一个过去分词。 这个 have, 我们再说一遍,是实义动词的一种, 翻成把。 我把呢车子洗了,我们再说一遍,我请人把我的车子洗了,这要怎么说呢?
I had someone wash my car.
这是用原形动词,这个had当叫的意思,但也等于 I had my car washed, 或者叫用过去分词,记住啊,当叫的时候,have加宾语用原形动词做补充语。 I'll have him do it. 我会叫他做的事。当把时, have 加宾语后头放过去分词。 I'll have it done by 5. 在5点以前,我要把这个事情给他做好。好,这是很清楚的。所以这边再来看这个问句。Did someone have them measured? 是不是有人把这两条河量出来过了呢? 衡量测量过呢? Well, yes and no. 哎呦,这什么意思? Yes and no.
Well, it's partly true and it's partly not true.
部分是对,一部分没有说对,说对了一部分. Yes and no, 这是经常出现的. 我们说呢, is Peter a monster?
Yes.
连yes,连and no都不做这种。No, just no, of course, you know, of course not. He is not a monster, he is a human being. 他是一个人类。 Well, yes, he is very ugly. 他好丑,丑得跟monster,怪物一样。 M-O-N-S-T-E-R, M-O-N-S-T-E-R, monster, 就这样的字。 Ugly,丑的,他是这样拼的。
U-G-L-Y, U-G-L-Y, ugly.
好,我们接着看。They measured the rivers. 这些人就是这些专家 those experts. 他们怎么样呢 measure the rivers. 的确测量过这两条河 but it's hard to tell where they begin. 但是却很难辨认出这个 tell 就是辨认出来看出来、嗯、那么 where they begin 他们是从哪边发源的这里啊我们看看 Bruce 有些话要告诉我们怎么说
Well, we can talk about the source of a river. That is another way to say where a river begins is the river's source. S-O-U-R-C-E S-O-U-R-C-E source
来源这边指的是源头所以 it's hard to tell where their sources are就是很难呢判断出他们的源头在哪就是 it's hard to tell 再说一遍 where their sources are 这样说一样的好啦这个时候呢 Andy 就讲了 Oh I see 啊我明白了 Tell me then 那么告诉我这个 then 就是那么告诉我 Who's the tallest basketball player?谁是这个最高的篮球员啦 ？Basketball player, player 也就是球员，在这儿指的是这样的意思。哎，这边用了 tallest 是 tall 的最高级。这个 Betty 就开始讲了 ，I don't know。你除了又说 I don't know 以外，也可以这样说 I have no idea。
嗯哼，
啊 ，I have no idea， 大家写起来，我不知道，甚至还可以这样讲。I haven't the foggiest idea. The foggiest idea. 我连最朦胧的概念都没有。Foggiest 是 foggy 这个字变过来的。我们先把 foggy 拼一下。
F-O-G-G-Y. F-O-G-G-Y. Foggiest. F-O-G-G-I-E-S-T.F-O-G-G-I-E-S-T Foggy Foggier Foggiest、
嗯、Foggy 或是念 Foggy 在美国西部人他是念 Foggy 但是、嗯、东部的来自纽约的这个我们 Bruce 呢他说嗯，只有我们纽约东部人发音最标准所以他喜欢念成 Foggy 但一般要念成 Foggy这个 foggy 是指的天气啊，
嗯哼，
那么
有雾，
不错 ，it's foggy today。哇哦，今天的雾蛮大的，今天的风蛮大的，千万不要说 the wind is very big today。
不要 ，we say it's windy today。wind 加 y， windy，
w i n d y， w i n d y， windy。所以 I don't know 也可以讲。I have no idea, 或我刚才所说的
I don't have the foggiest idea.
I don't have the foggiest idea. 或者也可以讲 I haven't the foggiest idea.、
Mm-hmm.
两种说法都可以很有意思。好啦这时候 Andy 就讲哈哈你这个都不知道。这是其实哈或者什么两个字。那么什么 beat you 我赢了你了我们就可以这样说、
嗯
beat you 就是 I beat you this time 就是我赢了你 B-E-A-T 这样子 It's Michael Jordan 您这个都不知道吗就是 Michael Jordan 这个 it's 大家可能会疑问 Michael Jordan 是人为什么不说 he is Michael Jordan 而这边用 it is 的缩写呢
Because the question is, who is the tallest basketball player? Player, 用 it 代替 player.
就是指的是这个我们讲了你刚刚提的这个人这个字眼、啊、就是用这样说法。但是其实我也可以这样改写说为 It's Michael Jordan, that is the tallest basketball player. 这样说法也对。
嗯。
好了所以这前面用 it's。您提的刚才那个东西我讲的就是 Michael Jordan 这个人 is the greatest 他是最伟大的 he's not only the tallest but he's the greatest 他实在是厉害好了接下来 Betty 又说了 he may be the greatest But he certainly isn't the tallest. 他也许是所谓最伟大的，但的确他并不算是最高的。像呢 ，Bruce 就很高了。Bruce 呢，哇，他好高啊！他进这个播音室都进不来。
170
啊，这样子也算高了啊，也可以了。那你我也算是蛮高的，对，我162的。
没了，你180，就是那个腰围。
腰围180，有意思。OK 啊，我们就这样说。哎，他下面说了 ，OK。Who cares anyway? 谁又在乎呢？这句话就等于呢 ，OK, but what's the big deal?、
Oh,
有什么了不起啊
？Big deal.
常常我们就讲 big deal 就好了 ，D-E-A-L, big deal 是从 what's the big deal? Deal 本来是交易啊，都这边跟交易完全没有关系，
right.
那有什么了不起啊？我们就可以这样说，哎，他爸爸很有钱呢、啊。His father is quite rich. 那有什么了不起、啊、
Who cares? What's the big deal?
What is the big deal? 这样就可以了。好了，接着再往下看。Then stop asking me all these stupid questions. 那么就不要再问我这些所有这愚蠢的问题好不好？那么我们常常可以讲说 Don't make a fool of me.、
嗯
啊、不要把当傻子问的这些愚蠢的问题。Don't大家写起来 ，make a fool of me， 就这么说的。好了，现在我们就从头到尾再请呢 ，Bruce 为我们从头到尾念一下。
Lesson 104, Who cares anyway? Part 1, dialogue. One student is testing another student's common knowledge. Andy is asking the questions. What's the tallest building in the world?The Shanghai World Financial Center, of course. What's the longest river in the world? In fact, there are two, the Nile and the Amazon. How do you know? Did someone have them measured? Well, yes and no. They measured the rivers, but it's hard to tell where they begin. Oh, I see. Tell me then, who's the tallest basketball player? I don't know. Ha!It's Michael Jordan. He's the greatest. He may be the greatest, but he certainly isn't the tallest. Okay, who cares anyway? Then stop asking me all these stupid questions.
To ask someone a question, 问某人一个问题 he asked me an interesting question. 但也可以改写为 he asked an interesting question, 或者什么 me 啊
Of me.
记住有 of me, 不是 to me、啊、He asked me a question, 等于 he asked a question of me. 好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束。谢谢主的时间，我们下次再会。
Bye bye everybody, see you next time.